Hey everyone, welcome to Stork Science World. I'm Jamie and I'm joined today by my co-host Alex. Before we dive in, just a quick note that this podcast is produced by Stork, an amazing research productivity software that's helping scientists around the world streamline their work.
That's right, Jamie. And today we're diving into some fascinating research about a natural compound that might have some pretty impressive anti-inflammatory properties. This study comes from a recent publication in Advanced Science, and it's all about how carnosic acid targets something called the STING pathway.
I've got to say, Alex, I'm really excited about this one because it's a perfect example of how compounds found in nature can lead to potential therapeutic applications. So carnosic acid, or CA as they abbreviate it in the paper, is actually derived from rosemary. You know, the herb many of us have in our kitchen.
Wait, rosemary?
Like the stuff I put on my roasted potatoes? That's incredible! And this research team found that it specifically targets this STING pathway. Which, maybe we should back up a bit and explain what STING actually is for our listeners.
Good call. So STING stands for Stimulator of Interferon Genes. It's a critical component of our innate immune system. When it's working properly, the STING pathway helps our bodies defend against viruses and bacteria by detecting foreign DNA. But when it gets dysregulated, it can actually contribute to autoimmune and inflammatory diseases.
Exactly. It's like having an alarm system that sometimes goes off even when there's no intruder. And that false alarm can cause all sorts of problems in the body. This research team, led by scientists from the PLA General Hospital in Beijing, discovered that carnosic acid can effectively turn down that alarm when it's going off unnecessarily.
And what's really interesting about their findings is the specificity. CA doesn't just broadly suppress inflammation. It very specifically targets the STING pathway without affecting other similar immune pathways. That's actually pretty rare for natural compounds, which often have multiple targets.
I was fascinated by that too. The researchers ran a bunch of experiments to confirm this. They showed that CA blocks inflammation triggered by DNA sensing pathways, but doesn't affect RNA sensing pathways or other inflammatory triggers like LPS. That specificity is what makes it such a promising therapeutic candidate.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty of how CA actually works. The researchers found that it directly binds to the C-terminal tail of STING. That's a specific region of the protein. And by binding there, it prevents the recruitment of another protein called TBK1, which is essential for activating the pathway.
Right, and this is where it gets really interesting. Most other STING inhibitors work by targeting different parts of the protein, like the ligand binding domain, or by blocking STING from forming oligomers. But CA has this novel mechanism where it targets the C-terminal tail, which means it's working in a completely different way than existing inhibitors.
And they didn't just test this in cells, Alex. They also looked at mouse models of inflammatory disease, including mice with TREX1 deficiency, which causes a severe autoinflammatory condition. When they treated these mice with CA, they saw significant reductions in inflammatory markers and improved symptoms.
That's what makes this so promising for potential human applications. And the researchers also compared CA to an existing STING inhibitor called H151. They found that CA was just as effective at reducing inflammation, but it had fewer side effects and was more specific in its targeting. That's a pretty big deal when we're talking about developing new treatments.
Oh, and there was another fascinating aspect of the study. They looked at the chemical structure of CA and found that the phenolic hydroxyl groups are essential for its activity. When they created derivatives without these groups, the compounds completely lost their ability to bind to STING and inhibit inflammation.
That's such an important finding for drug development. It gives chemists a clear direction for designing new STING inhibitors based on CA's structure. And speaking of structure, I thought it was interesting that they also tested some other compounds from rosemary, like carnosol and rosmanol, which have similar structures to CA.
Yes, and those compounds also inhibited the STING pathway, which further confirms their hypothesis about the importance of those phenolic hydroxyl groups. It's like nature has already done some of the medicinal chemistry work for us by creating these related compounds.
You know, Jamie, this really highlights the continuing importance of natural products in drug discovery. Sometimes we get so focused on synthetic compounds that we forget how many of our most important medicines originally came from plants, fungi, and other natural sources.
Absolutely. And rosemary has been used in traditional medicine for centuries for its anti-inflammatory properties. This research is basically providing the molecular explanation for why it works. I love when modern science validates traditional knowledge like that.
So to wrap things up, what do you think are the next steps for this research? Do you think we'll see clinical trials with carnosic acid or derivatives anytime soon?
I think it's definitely promising. The researchers mentioned that CA could be a lead compound for developing drugs against sting-driven diseases. Given its good safety profile, I mean, people have been consuming rosemary for ages. It might have a faster path to clinical testing than completely novel compounds. But there's still a lot of work to be done on formulation, dosing, and making sure it reaches the right tissues in the body.
That's a great point about the safety advantage. And I'm also thinking about all those autoimmune and inflammatory conditions that could potentially benefit. Things like Aicardi-Gaultier syndrome, sting-associated vasculopathy, and maybe even more common conditions like lupus, where the sting pathway is implicated.
Exactly. This could potentially help a lot of people suffering from conditions that currently don't have great treatment options. And that's what makes this kind of research so exciting to me. Seeing that bridge from basic molecular science all the way to potential clinical applications.
Well said, Jamie. And that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating research on carnosic acid and the sting pathway. As always, we'll include a link to the original paper in our show notes if you want to dive deeper into the details.
Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. We'll be back next week with another exciting research breakthrough. Until then, keep asking questions and stay curious.